listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a national news briefing, and not the best news for Australia in our opening match at the FIFA World Cup. Despite having all our fingers and toes crossed, our Socceroos have gone down to reigning champs France 4-1 this morning. Craig Goodwin managed to put the first ball for Australia in the back of the net, but it was downhill from there. Olivier Giroud securing the final goal on SBS, becoming France's joint all-time leading scorer with the header.
Mbappe hit his away. What pace and great quality. There it is. He's matched the record.
Aussie manager Graham Arnold speaking after the match.
First half, we did well. Second half, we run out of legs a bit, but that's the type of level that those players play at.
The Environment Minister admits a climate report out today shows action is needed. According to the CSIRO and Weather Bureau, Australia is 1.47 degrees hotter today than a bit over 100 years ago. That's worse than the global warming trend of 1.1. Tanya Plibersek says it's a bleak reminder.
To remind us how important it is that Australia combines with international friends and neighbours to ensure real action to mitigate against the worst of climate change.
It appears the pain at our hip pockets is only set to worsen. The RBA governor has given an update overnight saying Australia could be headed for a recession. Craig James from ComSec says a lot was in the speech.
Well, he seems to be worried about everything. He's worried about stagflation, which is a situation of low economic growth and high inflation, and a wage price spiral where wages, you know, sort of rise by 7%, and that forces prices up and then forces wages up. Inflationary expectations that inflation gets locked in at higher levels.
Cyber criminals are reportedly recruiting workers in Southeast Asia to carry out scams. They've allegedly asked those fluent in Mandarin and English to target Australians. It comes as the Smith family and a Melbourne private school have become the latest to be hit by cyber attacks. And another Aussie TV icon has waved goodbye to the project, comedian Peter Hellyer announcing overnight he's leaving the show, following in the footsteps of Carrie Bickmore and Lisa Wilkinson.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.